Now will you notice in verse 3, and let me read it. And in every province, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews. And they believed it, you see. They believed that decree. And fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. But do you notice? No prayer. Why? They're out of the will of God, you see. Cyrus has made a decree according to the will of God. They're to return back to their land. And they haven't returned back. They're out of the will of God. So in this state, they're not apt to pray to God. Now, Esther is the queen, and she feels perfectly safe and secure as the queen. And notice what she does. Verse 4, so Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it to her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved. She's embarrassed. Her stepfather's out there in sackcloth and ashen, walking up and down and moaning and wailing and groaning. And she is embarrassed. So what does she do? She sent raiment to clothe Mordecai to take away his sackcloth from him. But he accepted it not. You see, she felt very secure. So she sent the raiment of the court. It was gay and gaudy, expensive and fine, bright colors. Mine must have sent him one of these big wide neckties and a coat with wide lapels. But you see, all the bright colors and new clothes will not change the king's edict. It'll not change the decree that's gone out, and it won't remove the stigma. And you know, today, there are a great many people deal with sin in many different ways. They try the gaudy clothes method. One is like the teacher we referred to last time, just to say the Bible doesn't say man is a sinner. And I don't know how you can make a statement like that, but apparently this is a teacher, and there are some teachers that make some unusual statements these days, and this happens to be one of them. Now, there's another method that's used. There are a great many that put on the gaudy clothes of Reformation. They say that, after all, sin is just an error, and it's a little mistake, and we'll just try to sort of cover up, you see. And it's just something that we can just reform, and that method is used. Someone has said that the modern pulpit today has become a place where a mild-mannered man gets up before a group of mild-mannered people and he urges them to be more mild-mannered. And friends, I can't think of anything more insipid than that today. No wonder the world has passed by the church. We don't need reforming. We need regeneration. We need to be born again. This man Nicodemus was religious, but our Lord said to him, ye must be born again. We need a new nature because we got a sinful nature, and that sinful nature is not going to heaven, friends. You have to come to Jesus Christ. And if you go to heaven, you're going to go into heaven because you've trusted the one who died for you and took your place and's already paid the penalty of your sin. You can have it if you want it, but you'll have to accept it. Then there's another kind of gaudy clothes that people wear, known as education. They say sin is selfishness. You just got to educate folk and train them. I know that when I was a little fellow growing up, I had a sister. She's younger than I was. My dad would bring home a sack of candy, gumdrops in those days, and he'd tell me I had to divide it with her. And I always took the first piece. And she protested because sometimes it came out and I took the last piece. That always gave me one more than she had. And so a rule had to be made that one time she would take it first, the next time I would take it first. And so sometimes I, you know, changed that just a little and took the first gumdrop. Well, may I say that all the instruction and all the education never kept me from being selfish, I'll tell you that. And don't try to kid me, it didn't help you either. Now, religion is another way. You know, sin is ignorance. You just must turn to God, and you've got a little spark inside of you, and the spark needs fanning into flame. Many years ago, Dr. Shaler Matthews, University of Chicago, came up with this definition of sin. And think this one over for a while. Sin is the backward pull of an outworn good. My friend, if you take away all the modifiers, it's sin is good. And that's what religion finally winds up telling you. May I say to you that you need a new garment. You need the righteousness of Christ. That is the only thing today that will enable us to stand before God. So this man, Mordecai, is not even about to accept any gaudy clothes from his daughter who's on the throne, who's the queen. But when those clothes came back, she knew it was something serious. That it wasn't some little minor something that had happened.